And you're tuned to WBGV 92.5 FM, broadcasting live from Lakeville Memorial High School for high school girls basketball action, the MHSA Division III Region 24 Championship game. It's the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team taking on the Montrose Rams girls basketball team. Here we are, Ashley, regional championship game.
Regional championship and a big game for the Sandusky Wolves. Let's see if they can bring some more hardware home.
Back-to-back quarterfinals possibly, but historic moment here for Montrose. From what I understand, they won their first district title in 41 years last week, and now here they are trying to make more history in a regional championship game themselves.
So clearly a special team if this is the first time that they've won in their history of their program. So must be a special team, and we got to see a little bit of it last on Monday. Oh, my days are all mixed up. All these games are getting me. On Monday, we stayed a little bit and watched that second game, and, I mean, it was a good game right up until halftime. So I'm still a little weary on who's going to win. I don't really have a prediction right now, but talk to me about 2 minutes before we start. We'll see.
This Montrose team has some interest from junior college scouts also. I saw that SC4 is here. Maybe some other people were here. We're scouting some of the girls for this team. Had a brief moment with head coach Corey Oliar about it, and I just congratulated him on the history. This is his sixth season and able to turn around this program. It takes time, and looks like they're pretty deep. They have some pretty good players out there. We're going to see him here tonight. So I was trying to, you know, I didn't have enough time. I was so busy at work. I was trying to go back and see when was the last time that Sandusky played Montrose. And that's a pretty good question here.
Have they played Montrose?
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there listening can send us a message and let us know. So anyways.
Yeah, somebody do our research for us, since we were both clearly busy at work today and didn't get to do our research.
All right. We're broadcasting live on 92.5 FM. It comes in here in Lakeville. This is familiar ground for me back in the Radio X Lapeer County days. Nice trip down M90, went down M53 in Marlette. We had a little delay in Marlette, by the way, but took M90 and it's great to be back in this area. It just brings up a lot of memories for me back in Lapeer County Radio. But we're on Sandlack County Radio, and we're also streaming online at sandlackbroadcasting.com. We're going to take a commercial break here and come back with our pregame show here on 92.5 WBGV. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Shout out to our producer, Nick Lean, handling the commercials. He was sick, but he's not too sick to be at home to firing off these commercials for us, Ashley.
Thank you, Nick, because the service here is not great. So
they do have Wi-Fi, so we're able to at least get this on air for you as well. Montrose, 8-4 on the season in league play, in conference, 18-7 overall. As I said, historic moment for them as Montrose was able to beat Millington for their first district championship, able to avenge last year's loss to Millington also. They don't play too many Greater Thumb Conference teams other than Reese or Vassar at the end of the season when it reaches the playoffs at that point.
Yeah. And you really can't, I mean, obviously we don't see any crossovers with teams like Montrose just because obviously it is a little bit farther from a lot of our teams. So you're not going to see it as often as you would. Maybe some of those teams just happen to get pulled to the same regional.
That was a pretty good Millington team too. Yeah, that was pretty good. So that was a 40-35 Friday night victory in the district championship game. That was the Rams' first district championship since 1983. Then on Monday night, they defeated Byron 41-21 in regional semifinals, where they now face the Sandusky Wolves. In that game with the win over Byron, let's talk about some of these players. 16 points for Olivia Schultz. She's going to be now number 2, not number 10. She had blood in her jersey, apparently. Also, second leading scorer with 10 points is Chloe Thompson for the Montrose Rams. And pretty much those are your big-time scores. 7 points also for Hannah Robinson. I want to make a point here also that Addison Stiverson, she had 4 points. And she is a state champion in powerlifting. She is on the basketball team, yeah. So this team does have some pretty good shooters. From what I saw, they had 3 pretty bigs there, pretty tall kids, pretty strong players on the inside. And that's going to be a little bit of trouble here for Sandusky, who really only have 1 big on their team, that's Adelie Kaufman.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would even consider them bigs just because they're not that much taller than any of the other players, but more power forward, I guess you could say, a little old school there, but yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing the battle down low. And, of course, as many of you know, I keep a very good shot chart. So I like to see where those looks are coming from, where they're getting looks, where they're not getting looks, that kind of thing. So we'll try to keep you updated when we take a look at that after each quarter.
Also in their 41-21 victory, 3 points scored by Nadia Walsh. And that was in the second quarter as well. So they do have enough scores. Sandusky does as well. And we'll talk about them when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our pregame show continues. We'll be right back. And we're back on here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's talk about the Sandusky Wolves back here in the regional championship game. How they got here, big win over Cass City on Monday night that we had on 92.5 FM. Sandusky win its first regional title since 1999, the eighth in program history. Also now with that 42-25 win over Cass City on Monday night in Division III semifinals, they get the opportunity to defend that 2023 regional title as well. They made shots. They really spread it out. But Helena Long, instead of Grace Keyboard, who has been the strong shooter, when they shut her down and she does the other dirty work, rebounds, passing the ball around, getting the assist, Helena Long exploded for that game. And she was a spark for the Sandusky team. They led 10-7 after the first quarter, then 15-9 by halftime. Defensively, they were strong as well. And later in the game, they went to a 2-3 zone defense, which we haven't seen in quite some time. But talk about what Helena Long did in that game.
Yeah, so the whole Sandusky Lady Wolves as a whole, shooting wasn't as great as I had expected them to come up with. But obviously, you play to your opponent, and Cass City was not shooting that well either in the first half on Monday. But Helena Long, she was 2 of 4 for 2-point field goal range. She was 4 of 7 from 3-point field goal range. So 55% shooting total, 50% from the free throw line for those 17 points. But it was almost like a quiet 17 just because she had most of her points in like the first half. And then you kind of didn't see her for a little bit, and she kind of just came on strong defensively in the second half.
As well, their free throw shooting was really huge for them as well against Cass City. Caroline Renke, I think she made 100% of her free throws or not?
I believe she did. She was 10 of 10, and those were her only points.
All on free throws, yeah.
What I would like to see from Caroline Renke is those buckets that she's driving to the basket and getting those free throws, she needs to make those because that's a three-point play every time if she can get to the basket. She's getting there. She's just not completing that three-point play. Little more muscle, little more oomph. It just, they weren't quite getting there. I think she just needs to finish it out. She was getting knocked around a lot, too, by the Cass City defenders, but she's a freshman, it's going to take time for her to get in a rhythm.
I like how she's been fearless, though. If you don't make the shot, you know you're going to go to the free throw line. She's trying to attempt to take the shot. She took the foul, and in fact, some of Cassie players were in foul trouble. Shelby Ignash was in foul trouble, went out early in the fourth quarter, and that was a key also. When you take that one big out of the game, that could be a key here if she can do that in the matchup.
It could be, and if Sandusky wants to win this game, they've got, as a cohesive unit, as a team, they've got to keep those turnovers down. The very beginning of that Cass City game was a little sloppy. Everybody was nervous. It just seemed like nobody really could hang on to the ball. They got to keep the turnovers down. They had 7 in the total game. I like that number just because it's under 10, but you don't want those turnovers to completely switch over and end up in points for Montrose, because that's when your turnovers become a problem.
Yeah. 27-17 at the start of the fourth quarter. They finished the game with a 15-8 advantage to win 42-25 over Cass City Redhawks to get to this point. Now here they are in the regional championship game up against the Montrose Rams. Game time is coming up here in about 10 minutes here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back after another commercial break. And welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to all our sponsors for tonight's game as well. Another tidbit I left off about Sandusky. Overall, 11-1, they are the Greater Thumb East champions, district champions. Now they want to add more to their trophy case. They're 24-1 overall. Their last loss was to Harbor Beach. And you were at that game, weren't you? Whoa. That was some time ago.
Oh, yeah, so. I was. That was the best feeling ever.
Unfortunately for you, they bounced back and got him again. So
that's all I needed was one. That's all I needed. But Here's my reasoning here. I am still a little bit... You're going to have to convince me, Sandusky, because you are beatable. That's what that tells me.
So
it's not going to be as easy as running through the playoffs. I think that it's going to be harder and harder, obviously, but you are beatable. That shows you are beatable because you lost to a team in your Greater Thumb East.
Yeah, and your scores has not been as high during the regular season, 30, maybe 40 points. It's been rare that they've been above that point, and that's where they've been averaging, just like the win over at Cass City, 42-25. So they've been averaging between 30, 35 to 40-plus points. Not too much.
No,
scoring.
And I think the difference is Sandusky does like to slow it down. They like to
ball
to
control,
play that slow game. If teams can get out and run on them, I think they almost lose, like, what do we do? Like, it's kind of like a control thing. If they don't have it, then it starts to go wrong very quickly. So that's what they need to do. They need to control the game. And I'm hoping that they can slow it down to their pace. And maybe if Montrose wants to beat the Wolves tonight, I think they got to speed it up. I think they got to just run and see what happens.
Well, you mentioned Helena Long's high 17 points. She stepped it up while Grace Gibor didn't score. The last district championship game was Grace Gibor with the leading scores. She had, however, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, no points. But when you do that type of work, you're pulling defense away from the other players and opens them up. Maggie Kineff also. She had 9 points in the game, 3 steals and 2 assists. Adelie Kaufman contributed 2 points, 3 steals, while battling foul trouble. But she's one of your tallest players. She's trying to get in the paint, trying to get the rebounds for them as well. Helena Long, she had 4 triples in that game, too.
Here's what I think about the triples, though. They were 5 of 16. That's a lot of 3-point shots that you are not making. So they have to be a little more selective in what they're shooting. They can't just throw it up and think that it's going to work every time. I think they need to be a little more selective. And I think you can tell. I know El DeMott. I've seen him a ton of games. Yeah. He was coaching when I was in high school. It's just Al likes it when you're selective. He likes when you take your time and find the shot. You don't need to just rush it because there's no shot clock. You don't have to rush anything. So taking a 3-pointer that maybe was an opener, you don't need, it's not, they didn't need it. So I would like to see that number go 5 of 16. That's only 31% from the 3-point line.
All right, we'll see how this holds. We have one team that's hungry, the Montrose Rams girls basketball team. First district championship since 1983. Now they're looking for a regional championship as well, and they're just as hungry as the Sandusky Wolves, who lost a lot of talent from last year, a lot to graduation, but a lot of few returning players here for this team as they prepare for this game tonight. Here at Lakeville Memorial High School, we'll be right back as we get ready for high school girls basketball action. About 4-plus minutes here on 92.5. We'll be back in just a moment.
We encourage you to render the appropriate salute as we join together in the playing of our national anthem.
Fired up here tonight. Sandusky Wolves student section, as well as Montrose Rams section. Starting lineups here. And that's number zero, Nadia Walsh. Maggie Kynef, number one for Sandusky.
For the Rams, number two, Olivia
Schultz. Number two, Olivia Schultz. Number 12, Helena Long for Sandusky.
For the Rams,
number 5, Montrose. Number 5 for Montrose, McKenna Schlorf.
For the Huskies,
number 23, Caroline Renke. Number 23, Caroline Renke for Sandusky, your starters.
For the Rams, number 23,
Number 23, Chloe Thompson, the senior, one of the big shooters. Number 30, Grace Giebord for Sandusky.
For the Rams, number 25,
and number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, a state champion in powerlifting. Number 34, Adelie Kaufman for Sandusky. Led by head coach, longtime head coach for Sandusky, Al DeMont. Also, head coach Corey Oliar for the Montrose Rams. It's already getting loud here, Ashley.
At least it was a little more lively than it was on Monday night.
Might have to turn down the boundary mic a little bit here.
Just a little bit. It is a little loud.
All right. Center circle. Montrose Rams wearing all black. A little bit of red trim and whites. They are moving from right to left. Middle jump balls. Addison Stuyvesant along with number 34, Adelie Kaufman of Sandusky. They're wearing their white jerseys. Black lettering and red striped as well. Jump ball won by Sandusky. Caroline Renke with the dribble. Pass off to the left corner to Grace Keyboard, number 30. Over to the right corner, Helena Long. Three-point range around the perimeter. They do this throughout the whole season. Maggie Kynef with it to the high post. Caroline Renke to the elbow, left side. Moving from left to right in your radio dial. Pass over to Addie Kaufman, right wing. Up top to the high post, Helena Long back to Kaufman and to Maggie Kynef, number one for Sandusky. Pass off to the left side, Helena Long again from Kaufman. Bounce pass to Maggie Kynef. Start off the first quarter here, 0-0. No shot attempt here by Sandusky. Renke with the ball at the right side. Still dribbling and she'll go to the top. Hangs on to the dribble, being defended well by number 5, McKenna Schlorf. She escapes to the right wing. Hands it off to Maggie Kynef. We have a strip steal by number 0, Nadia Walsh, for the Montrose Rams with the steal. And it will be Montrose Rams ball. Number 0, Nadia Walsh with it. Ball over to number 2, Olivia Schultz. Bounce pass up top to number 23, Chloe Thompson. Back to the right side, into the paint. Back to the right corner for three. Stuyvesant, no good. Rebound picked up by Chloe Thompson to the left corner. Offensively, drives the basket. No, pitches it off. Montrose scores. That was number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, with the assist by Chloe Thompson. It's 2-0. Montrose scores the first points. Number 23? Okay. The assist, I do believe, was 23. Long shot for three. No good by Maggie Kynef. Loose ball picked up by Caroline Renke. 2-0. I believe it was number 25 that made the shot. The assist for number 23. And that was Addison Stuyvesant making the shot. Coming down with the dribble after the takeaway on that jump ball. It'll be Montrose Rams with possession. 5:50 to go here. It's 2-0. Montrose Rams leading Sandusky in the first quarter. Pass over for Walsh. Back over to number 5, McKenna Schlorf, and to Chloe Thompson. Loose ball stolen away by Grace Keyboard. She's going to drive to the basket, go for two. Whistle is called. And it's a turnover. She thought she was fouled. Maggie Kynef making her thoughts aloud to the official here. And it'll be Montrose Rams. with the pickup after the missed shot by Grace Keyboard after her steal. Nadia Walsh, pass over to number two. Schultz for three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Caroline Reinke. And a foul by number five, McKenna Schlorff. First foul of the game at the 5:15 mark.
Her first, team first.
I've got the boundary mic all the way down here.
It's still really loud.
All right. Caroline Reinke coming down with a dribble to the right side for Sandusky. To the left side for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number five, McKenna Schlorff. Helena Long had her chance, but Schlorff was right there to take it away. Nadia Walsh with the ball at the left wing, three-point range. Goes to the left corner, pass over to Schultz. No, that's number 23, Chloe Thompson. Now to Schultz, trying to get to the right low block. Looking for the ball was number 25, Addison Stuyvesant. It was knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. It's from the baseline. Montrose brought their cheerleaders, too.
I believe those are the Sandusky cheerleaders.
Are they? Okay.
I don't think they'd be over by the Sandusky student section.
Well, the Montrose cheerleaders are in the stands, I guess. Oh, in the baseline, inbounds pass. Missed shot, but rebound by Sandusky. That was a missed shot by number 25, Addison Stuyvesant. You're right. That is the Sandusky Wolves cheerleaders. Slightly different uniforms. Long shot for two. Swish. First point scored by Sandusky. Adelie Coffey, like she does, it seems like, in the last several games to tie it up. 4:15 to go and counting. 2-2, all tied up. Montrose with the ball. Schultz over to Stuyvesant. Back to Chloe Thompson, left side. She'll go to the high post to the elbow. Down the left lane. Bounce out to a three-point shot attempt. No good. But put back attempt by Schultz after the missed shot by number zero, Nadia Walsh. Nadia Walsh will have the rebound. Tries to get a pass to the left low block, and it'll go out of bounds and out of reach of number 25, Addison Stuyvesant. Inbounds pass. No pressure here by Montrose. 3:40 to go. It's 2-2 all tied up. Sandusky ball. Caroline Reinke over to Maggie Kineff to the right corner. Bounce pass back to Grace Keyboard at the right side. She'll go to the point. Now to the left side to Caroline Reinke. Reinke back up top to Helena Long. Into Grace Keyboard. Was looking at a three. She'll go to the paint. Bounce pass back out to Helena Long to Adelie Kaufman and back to Maggie Kineff. Kineff moves in to the right side and pull back out. Takes a shot for two. Swish.
Oh, they gave her a three.
Did it?
He had his hands up.
All right. 5-2. Three-point shot by Kineff. At the three-minute mark, Sandusky with the lead. Montrose with the ball. Down to the high post of the paint. Loose ball. Mishandled on the dribble was McKenna Schlorff. And Sandusky will pick it up. Caroline Reinke with it. Long shot for three also. That's a miss. Rebound picked up by number zero, Nadia Walsh. For Montrose Rams, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Travel call down to left lane. She was trying to go up for a shot. Sandusky stayed pat, had her arms up. And Chloe Thompson would turn the ball over with a travel. .229 to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-2. Grace Keyboard with the dribble. Pass over to Caroline Reinke to the left side. To Kaufman to Maggie Kineff. Back to Keyboard up top. Pass over to Kineff. She'll move in and Helena Long for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number 25. Addison Stuyvesant. A pass over to number two, Olivia Schultz. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-2. Sandusky with the lead against Montrose Rams. She'll hang on to the ball to get play set up. That's Nadia Walsh up top to number two, Olivia Schultz, and over to number five, McKenna Schlorff. Into Schultz now. She'll move to the right side. Down the right side for a layup. Blocked by Adelie Kaufman, and it's a steal picked up by Caroline Reinke after the block by Kaufman. Helena Long for three, left side, hits the rim, no good. Ball is saved by Montrose. They'll take it away. That's the rebound by number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, and passes over to number 2. Olivia Schultz, we have a timeout call. We'll be right back in a quick break. All right, welcome back here. Timeout call by Montrose. .118 to go here. Timeout call by Montrose as we have a 5-2 lead for the Sandusky Wolves. Inbounds pass for Montrose. Number 20 in the game now, Avery Railing. Over to number 0, Nadia Wash. She'll go to the right low block. Bounce out for 3. Attempt for the top of the point. Right side. Miss by Chloe Thompson. Rebound picked up by Grace Keyboard for Sandusky. Pass over to Adelie Kaufman. Over to Caroline Reinke. She'll hold up the left low block. Back to Kaufman for a floater for 2. Misses that one. Last touch by Grace Keyboard. Couldn't handle the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. She last touches it, and it will be Montrose ball. No pressure here by Sandusky with 51.1 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-2. Sandusky with the lead. And with the dribble, number 23, Chloe Thompson. Back to Walsh, to Schultz down the right lane. Stolen away by Grace Keyboard on the reach-in. 1-on-2, she'll go for 2, and draws the foul down the right lane. Misses a shot, but she'll go for free throws. Sandusky student section telling us what they can and cannot do here.
Apparently.
First free throw attempt here by Grace Keyboard. She misses that one. She seemed a little banged up there in the last couple plays. She fell to the floor, banged up going for the shot there. Second free throw attempt, up and good. Hits the back of the rim and sinks in. That at the 32-second mark, it is 6-2 now. Sandusky with the lead. Down to 25 seconds to go here. Number 0 up top, could be the last shot. Pitch it into the high post, number 14 in the game here. Hannah Robinson tries to get a pass from the top of the point from Nadia Wash, but I think it was knocked out of bounds actually by Sandusky. And it's 15.9 seconds for the baseline, right side of the glass. Montrose ball inbounds to Robinson. Over to the left side, Schultz, long shot for 2. Sinks that one. Number 2, Olivia Schultz, 6-4. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, last second shot for Grace Keeper for 3. That is deflected at the end of the first quarter. Sandusky leading 6-4. We'll be right back. Welcome back here. Start of the second quarter. 6-4 is your score. Sandusky with the lead. A much needed shot at 10 seconds to go. Olivia Schultz making a long 2-point shot from the left wing near the closing seconds. Opening up a possession from the left sideline. Inbounds here will be Sandusky in the start of the second quarter. 6-4 is your score. Sandusky with the lead. Caroline Reinke getting the inbounds pass from Grace Keyboard. Maggie Kynan with the ball. Pass over to Grace Keyboard. Keyboard goes to the right side. Hands it off to Adelie Kaufman. Helena Long for 3. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound number 0. Nadia Wash for Montrose. Wash still with the dribble. Right side. Bounce pass. Back to Walsh again. To Schultz. To the left corner. To Chloe Thompson. To the baseline. Into the middle of the paint. Up for a layup. Right side. No good. By number 14. Hannah Robinson, and it will be Sandusky ball with the rebound. Caroline Reinke, bounce pass to Kaufman to the right corner. Helena Long, and to Caroline Reinke. She'll go to the point. Trying to reset the play here. To the left side, Maggie Kynef. Kynef moves in to the left elbow. Up top to Helena Long. To Grace Keyboard at the left side. Pass off to Caroline Reinke. Deflected and picked up and saved by Reinke after that almost takeaway by number 20. Avery Railing drive into the basket left side. Caroline Reinke finds an opening and scores the first points on the second quarter at the 6:42 mark. It's 8-4. Montrose ball now. They're down by 4. 6.5 to go here in the first half. To Robinson at the high post. Back out to Walsh. She'll go to the high post herself down the elbow right lane. stolen away by Helena Long with the strip. Over to Gieboard. Maggie Kynep doesn't see it. And Grace Gieboard just kind of threw that pass a little too early. Kind of loud in here, so Maggie Kynep couldn't hear her. But a turnover by Sandusky. 6:17 to go here. It'll be a Montrose ball from the far side. No full court pressure applied. Substitutions, I do believe. A little bit of a delay here. Okay. Inbounds pass will be Schultz with the inbounds. From Stuyvesant. Schultz for three. Top of the point. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound offensively, though, by Stuyvesant. And over and back by Montrose. The pass too high. It'll be Sandusky ball on their side of the court. So a turnover by Montrose. 6:01 to go here in the second quarter, first half. 8-4 is your score. Maggie Kynep to throw it in to the right sideline. Into the backcourt to Caroline Renke. Renke will have the ball to the high post to Kaufman to Kynep. Now to the right corner. Helena Law should move to the top. Bounce pass back to Renke. Swings it over to Adelie Kaufman to the right wing. Into the right corner to Kynep. Kynep takes a shot for three. Right wing. Hits the back of the glass. In for three. 11-4. 5:35 to go. Kynep with a three-point shot. Montrose ball now. Chloe Thompson down to the left elbow. Pushes off on Renke. Still with the dribble. Addison Stuyvesant now with the ball and dribble. Now over to Schultz. 5:13 to go here. It's 11-4. Sandusky with a 7-point lead. Largest lead of the game by far. Schultz over to Chloe Thompson to the left wing. Long shot for three. Hits the back of the glass. No good. Rebound, Caroline Renke. Or maybe it was a Kaufman. I don't know. But Sandusky has the ball. Under five to go here in the first half. Renke. Hand off to Kaufman to Gieboard. Gieboard to the high post. Loses the ball. Taken away by Schultz of Montrose. She'll drive down the left lane. Up for two. Blocked. But a foul committed by Sandusky. And that's, do believe, the first free throw is attempted here by Montrose. First free throw up and no good. By Schultz. Still 11-4. Second free throw attempt. That one is good. By Schultz with the free throw. In the second quarter, 4:35 to go, 11-5. With the dribble, great Gieboard for Sandusky. Over to Caroline Renke, driving to the basket, left side, up for a blooper, and she makes it for two, 13-5. 4:17 to go here. In the middle of the paint for two. No good by Stuyvesant. Rebound. Adelie Kaufman. Over to Renke. Renke looking ahead to Grace Gieboard for... No, she doesn't take it for three from the left corner. We'll hold up. Over to Long to Kaufman. And back over to Maggie Kynep. Helena Long asking for it from the right corner. Back over to Adelie Kaufman. Kaufman. Bounce pass to Kynep for three. Left side. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by number five. McKenna Schlorf. And Montrose ball, Schlorf with it at the point. To the right side, number 12 in the game, Addison Feges. To Schultz. To number 5 into the middle of the paint. Takes a shot, side arm. And draws the foul. McKenna Schlorf will go to the free throw line. Second quarter, that's second foul on Sandusky. 3:33 to go. 13-5, Sandusky leading. Montrose with a free throw. That's a miss. 13-5 still. Second free throw attempt here by McKenna Schlorf. That one is no good as well. Rebound, though, by Montrose with a putback attempt. Another putback attempt by number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, and she draws a foul after her second shot attempt and goes to the free throw line. Three fouls now on Sandusky, 3:29 to go. Number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, the freshman, by the way. First free throw attempt, up and good. It rolls in. 13-6. Second free throw attempt by Stuyvesant of Montrose. It's 13-6. This one is good as well. 13-7. Cutting the deficit here. Down by two possessions. It's 13-7. Sandusky with the lead. Sandusky with possession. Caroline Reinke over to the left side. Still at the point. And hands it off over to Grace Keyboard to the left wing. Keyboard now to Kaufman. Bounce pass to Maggie Kineff to the high post. Travel on Kineff of Sandusky. They'll turn the ball over. And it will be Montrose Rams ball. 3:10 to go. 13-7 is your score. McKenna Schlorff at the point. Looks like a jump ball attempt. And it will be a jump ball attempt and staying in favor of Montrose as Grace Keyboard had her hands on the ball along with number five McKenna Schlorff of Montrose. They both fell to the ground or floor. And it stays in possession of Montrose. Right side of the glass from the baseline. Schlorff to throw it in. Gets it in to Stuyvesant. And almost went over to the other side, but saved by Schlorff. Is that ball intended for Robinson? Schlorff saves it from going out of bounds. Robinson trying to push up, left low block, and Kaufman blocks it. Last touch by Sandusky. It'll be Montrose ball. 2:44 to go. They'll throw it in from the left side of the glass from the baseline. Second quarter, it's 13-7. Sandusky with the lead against Montrose. Inbounds pass to Stuyvesant. Stuyvesant over to Schultz to the left wing. She'll move to the top. Hands it off to Nadia Walsh. Walsh swings it over to Schultz. 2.5 to go here in the first half. Now she'll go to the left side and back over to Walsh. She'll move to the right side. Now to the high post. Into the paint. Floater for two. Good. From the free throw line and floats it in. It's 13-9. 2:15 to go. Nadia Walsh making that shot. Sandusky still up though by four. Grace Keyboard at the top. Over to Helena Long. To Caroline Reinke. To Maggie Kineff. Over to the right side. Keyboard driving the basket. Right low block. Goes underneath and pulls it back out to the left side. And she is fouled. And that's the first foul here in the second quarter for Montrose. Non-shooting foul. Sandusky ball will be the foul on number five. Second foul, McKenna Schlorff. Inbounds pass and another foul. Committed by Montrose on the inbounds pass. That'll be the second foul now in this second quarter by Montrose. That one on number 25, Addison Stuyvesant. Left side of the glass for Sandusky. Inbounds over to the right side to Maggie Kineff. Right low block. Bounce pass to Adelie Kaufman to the right elbow. Hands it off to Kineff again. Maggie Kineff with the dribble. Pass over to Helena Long. Hands it off to Caroline Reinke to reset. 1:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 13-9. Sandusky with the lead against Montrose. Reinke with the dribble around the perimeter. Loses a handle on it. And she turns it over. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Montrose ball. .127 to go here in the first half, second quarter. 13-9, Sandusky with the lead. Schultz will come out to get a breather. Coming back in is Chloe Thompson. Still on the floor, number 14, Hannah Robinson. Along with number 25, Addison Stuyvesant. Number 0, Nadia Walsh getting the inbounds pass from Schlorff. Slowly dribbles across the timeline. to Montrose side. 1:15 to go here in the first half. 13-9, Sandusky leading. Montrose with possession, trying to post up, right low block. We have a jump ball as Caroline Reinke was looking for it, and OB in possession now with Sandusky. There was a double team, and when she pulled away from one defender, Reinke came up from behind and just held onto the ball to try to take it away. Sandusky with possession on the inbounds pass now. On their side of the floor, we have a minute to go here. Maggie Kineff with the dribble. Bounce pass to Grace Keyboard. Swings it over to Caroline Reinke to the left wing. Reinke with the dribble. Down the left lane. Bounce pass out to Helena Long. Fakes a three. Goes at a high post looking for Keyboard. Keyboard at the right low block. And will pull back out. Bounce pass to Long. Long back out to Keyboard. Down to 39 seconds. This is where they take some time off here. With 35 seconds to go here, 13-9, they maybe look for the last second shot. Grace Keyboard with the dribble. Bounce pass now to the Helena Long. She'll come up top. Down to 20 seconds to go here. Caroline Reinke still with the dribble. Down to 10 seconds to go here before the end of the half. Hands it off to Helena Long. Left corner, Grace Keyboard. Down to 5 seconds. Helena Long for two. Good! At the last second! 15-9, Helena Long making a last second shot at the buzzer. At the half, it's 15-9. Sandusky with the lead against Montrose at the end of the half. We'll be right back after 4 commercial breaks here on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Score is 15-9 at the half. Sandusky with the lead. Helena Law making a last second long shot for two at the buzzer. At the end of the first quarter was 6-4. Sandusky leading. However, with 10 seconds to go, Montrose closed the gap to make it 6-4. Largest lead of the game at one point. I would say it was 13-5 with 4:20 to go. Montrose trying to chip away, making some free throws, trying to keep control of the ball. But both teams have turned the ball over. But that big shot by Helena Long as they took time down to the final buzzer, 15-9. Helena Long making that buzzer shot for two, making it 15-9 at the half. Sandusky with the lead. We're going to pause now for our MHSAA this week in high school sports, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Real quick halftime stat report here.
I don't think we have time, Eddie.
Spit it out.
We're throwing the ball in like in 2 seconds.
All right, they're going to go right at it. 15-9 is your score at the half. Helena Law making that last second shot. The Montrose open it up with possession. They are now moving from left to right on your radio dial and webcast stream. We're streaming on sandlakebroadcasting.com and on WBGV 92.5 FM. Across the thumb, Marlette Brown City, Sandusky. Missed shot there by Schlorf. Caroline Reinke racing to the basket after the rebound. Long shot for Helena Long for three. In and out from the right corner. Rebound picked up by number zero, Nadia Wash for Montrose. Both teams taking shots here to open up the third quarter. Sandusky leads 15-9. So there was a long line there at the ladies' room, huh?
Oh, it was down the hallway.
Into the paint. Turnaround jumper for two, no good by Walsh. Fighting for the rebound. Saved by Sandusky, but goes into the arms of Chloe Thompson. Floater for two, and it goes in from the left elbow. 15-11, Chloe Thompson with a two-point shot. Coming down to 6:50 to go. 15-11. 4-point lead for Sandusky. Turnover taken away by Montrose. Chloe Thompson at the right, over to the right corner now. Walsh with the ball. Pitches it out to Stuyvesant to Chloe Thompson up top. Now over to Schultz to the left side. Grace Skiborg kind of tripped up again. Gets up a little bit slowly here. And she seems to be okay to shake it off. Missed shot there by Montrose. And rebound picked up by Sandusky. Grace Skiborg with it from Caroline Reinke. Pulling along now to Reinke at the right wing. Under six to go now. Adelie Kaufman with the ball. At the Helena Long to the left corner. Grace Skiborg at the left corner. She'll come around to the left side into the paint. Bounce pass to Adelie Kaufman. Floater for two. Right corner, no good. Rebound picked up by number zero, Nadia Wash. 5:38 to go. 15-11. Down the baseline. Finds number 25 for three. Right corner. Misses that one. Addison Stuyvesant fighting for the rebound. Last touch by Schlorf of Montrose, and it'll be Sandusky ball. ...15-11 is your score, and getting up real quick here is number 25, Addison Stuyvesant, taking off her her ankle braces, I believe. Is that a weightlifting gear or something?
I don't know what that was.
Caroline Reinke, after an inbounds pass. Up top to Grace Skiborg, and we have a quick jump ball in favor of Sandusky. At Lakeville Memorial High School, home site for this Division III Regional 24 Championship game. Quick official timeout so a player can tie her shoe. Stuyvesant, 5:17 to go. It's 15-11 Sandusky with the lead, and they'll have possession to throw it in here. All right, as we reset, right sideline inbounds pass, Grace Skiborg to throw it in for Sandusky. To the backcourt to Caroline Reinke. It looks like it's been woman-to-woman defense throughout this whole game for Montrose on Sandusky. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Maggie Kynep with it from the left side to Helena Long to Reinke at the right wing. She'll move into the right elbow. To Kaufman, back to Gibord. Gibord to the high post now. Slips and falls and able to hand it off to Long and back to Reinke. To the left side, Grace Gibord. Gibord in the middle of the paint, goes for a two and draws a foul. Taking the punishment and hopes to make her free throws and first points of the game. She might have made one free throw, right? I think she did, yeah. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. It's 15-11. First free throw attempt here by Grace Skiborg. That one no good. At the half, we found out a score from Kingston. They lead 28-14 in Division 4. Second free throw is good, though, by Skiborg. It's 16-11. Kingston up against Clarkston Everest. That game on Thumbtugger Sports, Channel 1. You can find the link at Facebook and their Twitter. Over to the right side to Schultz for Montrose. 5-point lead for Sandusky, 16-11 in the third quarter. Slapped away and taken away after a high pass. It was deflected, and Sandusky will take the takeaway and steal to the left corner. Over the head of Grace Skiborg and a long pass from Reinke. And it gets turned over, and Montrose will get the steal. Down the left lane, up for two, floater underhanded, no good. But put back attempt by Stuyvesant after the miss by Nadia Wash. She'll draw the foul. First foul by Sandusky in this quarter. That foul number 23. Caroline Reinke. The first foul of the game. First free throw attempt here by Stuyvesant. Good. Addison Stuyvesant with her first free throw at the 4:11 mark in the third quarter. Second free throw attempt by Stuyvesant. 16-12. 4-point lead for Sandusky. And second free throw. Good. It's now a one possession lead for Sandusky. Stuyvesant making back-to-back free throws. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. 16-13, Sandusky leading. Maggie Kynep with the dribble. Pass off to Long and over to Rinke to the right side. To the point now. Now to the left side, Helena Long to Rinke up top. Kaufman with the ball at the right side in the right corner. Grace Gibor for three. Swish from the right corner. Took the shot. 19-13. First points and turnover by Montrose. Schultz looking for Stuyvesant. Three-point shot by Gibor. And she did that in front of a defender. What you really see in my past couple years of coverage for her, 19-13.
She almost looks like she closed her eyes. And
yes,
threw it up.
And that was just she did last year in the quarterfinals. She hesitated too much. This time she took a chance. Maybe she'll build up a little bit of confidence because that was her first points in regulation play here instead from the free throw line. Bounce pass up to Kaufman for Sandusky. 19-13. They have a six-point lead. Tying it over to Rinke. Rinke with the dribble. Down the left lane, pitches it back out to Kainif. Kainif inside and back out to Rinke to the left wing. She'll go around the circle, go to the top. Bounce pass over to Helena Long. Swings it over to Adelie Kaufman. Or Kainif, that is. Back to Kaufman. And now to Rinke. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Pass over to Helena Long. Has an open look for three. Around the rim, no good. Rebound, number zero. Now to El Walsh. Good box out, able to pull that down. 2:28 to go. It's 19-13, six-point lead for Sandusky. Swings over to Schultz. Schultz back up top to McKenna Schlorf. Schlorf down the right lane, but chipped away. Taken away by Caroline Rinke of Sandusky with a steal. Sandusky ball. Gibor was looking at a three at the left corner and bounce pass over to Rinke. She'll reset in the third quarter. Kaufman move it to Maggie Cunningham to the right corner. To Gibor to Long now. She'll go for three, left wing. Hits the side of the rim, no good. 1:50 to go here. 19-13, six-point lead. 1:45 to go. We'll have a timeout call. We'll be right back after one commercial. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Timeout call by Montrose. It's 19-13, 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Sandusky with a six-point lead. Montrose ball. Number 14, Hannah Robinson, will be throwing it in from the right sideline. Montrose moving from left to right in your radio dial. To number zero, Nadia Wash over to Chloe Thompson at the right wing. She'll go up top, down to the left side. Down to left lane, pitches it out to Schultz for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Maggie Kiner for Sandusky. Maggie Kiner with the dribble still to the right corner. Hands it off to Helena Long. Helena Long escapes to the top. Over to Rinke to reset. Trying to direct the players out here and hands it off to Gibor. Gibor to the right side. Pass over to Kainif. To Rinke. In the third quarter here, it's 19-13. Sandusky with the lead. Helena Long. Pass went over. Out of reach of Maggie Kainif. And turns the ball over. 1 minute, 3 seconds to go here. It's 19-13 in the third quarter. Sandusky with the lead. Montrose ball after the turnover by Sandusky. Into Nadia Walsh on the inbounds with the dribble. Under a minute in counting. Asking for a pick. She gets it. Walsh will come back out. Spin move to the right low block. Floats it up for two. Draws the foul. It will go to the free throw line. 47.3 seconds to go. Last points made was by Gibor at the 3:39 mark. We're now at 47.3 seconds to go. First free throw attempt here by number zero, Nadia Walsh, the senior. Up and no good. Second free throw attempt by Walsh of Montrose in the third quarter. This shot is up and good. 19-14. Free throw good by Walsh. 45 seconds to go now. Sandusky coming down with a dribble in the third quarter. This is where they usually try to take time off the clock to look for a last second shot at the end of a quarter. Renke with the dribble to the right side. Right wing, three-point range up top to Grace Gebord. Gebord with the dribble, bounce pass to Kineff. Hands it off to Renke. Down to 20 seconds in the third quarter. Renke up top to Gebord. Gebord goes to the right side. 15 seconds to Kineff from Gebord. Kineff with the dribble. Down to 10 seconds to Gebord. Gebord is fouled and bumped. Nadia Walsh. 7.7 seconds to go. Non-shooting foul. Coming in is number 13, Allie Sazueto. Coming in for number zero, Nadia Walsh.
Just giving her an extra couple seconds on the bench in between quarters.
Inbounds to Renke. Over and turns it over as Renke was looking for Helena Long at the left low block, and Renke overthrew her. We've seen a couple overthrown passes by both teams. 3.7 seconds to go here. Full court pressure may be applied here by Sandusky in the inbounds pass. Chloe Thompson to throw it in. Into Schultz. Back to Thompson. 1 second. Open look for Robinson. It's blocked by Adelaide Kaufman. Robinson had a chance, but it's blocked. 19-14 at the end of the third quarter. We'll be right back with our final frame. Montrose will open up a possession here in the fourth quarter. Start of our final frame here. 19-14 in the fourth quarter. Sandusky with the lead. Robinson with the ball at the right low block. Takes a shot for two. Hits the rim. Does not go in. Adelaide Kaufman with a rebound for Sandusky. 7:39 to go here. Renke with the ball and dribble. Passes it over to Grace Gebord, left side. Gebord to the high post. In the middle of the paint. Up for two. Her shot is blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Montrose. Coming in is number five for Montrose. McKenna Schlorf. In for number 20, who was in Avery Railing. On the floor for Montrose, as well as Chloe Thompson. Number 13, Allie Solzwato. And for three, Helena Long hits the glass, no good. Rebound, Caroline Renke, but a foul committed, apparently, by Montrose. A little bit of a late whistle or not. Also, Schultz on the floor. Robinson on the floor. Number five, as well, McKenna Schlorf. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Pitch it in to Renke. Renke at the left low block in the middle of the paint. Up for two. Sidearm. No good. Good defense in front of Renke. Misses that shot. Montrose will pick up the rebound. Schlorf. McKenna. At the point. Swings it over to Thompson. Right corner for three. Deflected by Helena Long. Rebound Sandusky. Maggie Kineff quickly to the side of the floor for Sandusky to Kaufman. Back over to Renke. Renke over to Long to the left side, to the high post, back to Gebord. Gebord looking in, will hold up. Around the perimeter and hands it off to Kineff. Kineff from the high post for two! Swish! 21-14, Maggie Kineff gets the first points of the fourth quarter at the 6:40 mark. Montrose ball, Schultz with it. Timeout called. We'll be back right back after one quick break. Coming out of the timeout, Montrose with the ball, and they turn it over.
That was a foul on number five.
Offensively.
McKenna Schlorf, yeah, that's her fourth.
21-14, Sandusky with a seven-point lead in the fourth quarter. 6:10 to go. To the right, low block. Ball is knocked loose, but saved by Sandusky after the loose ball by Kaufman. Gebord saves it. Helena Longroder, another three-point attempt, no good. Hits the back of the rim, and just knocked out of bounds. Accidentally kicking it by Montrose, trying to get the rebound defensively. It'll be Sandusky ball underneath their own basket. Number 12 coming in, Addison Figes, along with Schultz on the floor. Chloe Thompson, and inbounds pass to Gebord for the left low block. She goes for two, and she'll draw the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line. Third foul now on Montrose in the fourth. 5:57 to go in the game. 21-14. Grace Gebord on the free throw line for Sandusky. Up and no good. D-Board misses the first free throw. I believe her last shot was a three-point shot. Second free throw. It seems like she'll miss the first one and make the second one, and she does there. 5:50 to go now. 22-14. 8-point lead for Sandusky against Montrose. Montrose with the ball. Stuyvesant at the free throw line. Over to Schultz for three. Hits the rim, no good from the left corner. Rebound, Adelie Kaufman for Sandusky. And a pass over to Grace Keyboard. She'll slow it up. Pass over to Renke, left wing. Back up top to Helena Long. To Kaufman. To Maggie Kynan for three from the top of the point. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Schultz. Slapping it away, Long trying to get it, but she'll step out of bounds, trying to see if it can go out of bounds. Schultz kind of outsizes them, maybe about by 2 inches.
One thing that I've noticed is Sandusky has yet to sub a player in the whole game.
Wow.
So these girls are going on more than 24 minutes total. Like, they are no subs, none at all.
Loose ball after the bounce pass to Chloe Thompson. We'll have a jump ball in favor of Sandusky. So basically it's a turnover here. And Sandusky will have the ball. Throw it in from the far side. Nope. Maybe one pressure. They got two players now coming in to pressure them, but not too much. Inbounds now. Caroline Reinke with it. The reason why I haven't heard Ashley is because she is feverishly trying to keep track of all these missed shots and rebounds. We have a timeout call by Sandusky. We'll be right back after a quick break. All right, coming out of the timeout. Sandusky coming to the timeout. They'll have possession. Inbounds pass. They get it in. Renke with it over to Helena Long. With the dribble at the left wing, she'll pull out. Bounce pass to Kaufman, back to Renke, right side. Back to Maggie Kynef to the top of the point. 4:40 to go in this game. 22-14, Sandusky with the lead. Loose ball. Looks like Montrose has the ball. Kind of sloppy play there, but it'll be a foul committed by Sandusky. Renke getting called. Now be the first foul for Sandusky. Now there's three fouls on Montrose. Non-shooting fouls are underneath their own basket. Montrose to throw it in. Inbounds from Schlorf, or that's Walsh, that is. Walsh gets it back to the left corner, drives to the basket. To the left, low block, and she'll draw the foul. A quick second foul now for Sandusky. Foul is on number 30, Grace Keyboard. 4:29 to go on the free throw line. Number zero, Nadia Walsh. She makes her first one, 22-15. Second free throw attempt by Nadia Walsh. That one is good as well. Substitution coming in. Robinson coming in for Addison Stuyvesant, number 25. Free throw is good by Walsh, back to back. 6-point lead now for Sandusky. 2-possession lead. Down with the dribble. Renke over to Maggie Kynef on their side of the floor. With the dribble, hands it off to Renke again from Kynef. Renke down the left lane, up for two, knocks it in. Sidearm on the side of the glass, 24-16. Caroline Renke with a shot. Down to 4 minutes left in the game. Montrose ball, Schultz pitches it out to the left corner. Back to Walsh. Walsh at the left corner. Kind of trapped there, she's double teamed. She has to. And she smartly just takes the ball and hits it off the side of the foot of Keyboard, and it goes out of bounds to throw it back in and maintain possession. Coming out is number 12, Addison Fijas. Back in is Stuyvesant. Inbounds pass to Stuyvesant over to Schultz. Schultz drives to the right low block. Upper two, sidearm, good. 24-18. Schultz making her shot. I don't think she's made too many. It might have been her first. 5 points?
She's got five.
24-18. It's been a while. Down to a 6-point lead now for Sandusky. In the middle of the paint. Upper two. No good. Rebound. After the miss by Renke. Nadia Wash gets the rebound. It's 24-18. 3:15 to go. Ball's knocked loose, but saved by Wash. Up for two, no good. Shot is called off, and we'll have a jump ball in favor of Montrose. It was like a jump ball block.
She went to go up with it. It's like they caught it. I'm guessing that's where the jump ball was because he said no shot, so.
Inbounds pass from Stuyvesant. Ball's knocked loose on the inbounds. Chloe Thompson has it. And we have a timeout called quickly by Coach Corey Oliar. We'll be right back after a quick break. Montrose with the inbounds pass. And they turn the ball over after the inbounds. Nadia Walsh looking for Chloe Thompson. It was a cross-court pass from the left side way over to the right corner and over the head. And Sandusky will get the ball right back. 2:50 to go and counting in the game. 24-18, Sandusky leading by six. Foul committed. That's the fourth foul by Montrose. Non-shooting foul. .246 to go in the game. Sandusky to throw it in from the right sideline. Caroline Rankin into the backcourt. Keyboard to throw it in from the right sideline. Inbounds to Rankin in the backcourt. 24-18, 2:40 to go. She crosses the timeline now. Over to the left side of the keyboard. Left wing, she'll go to the top. Right side. Hip check there. Ball's knocked loose, but picked up and saved by keyboard. Close to the timeline, but it was deflected by Montrose out of bounds. And she was really close to the timeline to maybe an over and back, but she's very careful down the timeline, and it would be Sandusky ball still.
I actually thought the ball went over the timeline, but
inbounds pass, and that's the fifth foul on the inbounds pass to Renke from Gibord. Number zero committing the foul. Nadia Wash, and now she'll go to the free throw line from here on out with 2:20 to go.
That's her fourth.
So Sandusky will be going to the free throw line here on out. Two fouls on Sandusky. Montrose now has five. Every quarter this year, there's 5 fouls in one quarter, you will go to the free throw line. Sandusky, Caroline Rankin misses her first free throw, however. Second free throw attempt by Caroline Rankin. That went up and good. 25-18, three possession lead now after that free throw. Montrose ball, they got to do something quick here. Long shot for three, good!
Like
by
that.
Number two, Olivia Schultz. Something like that, Ashley?
Yeah, something like that. That one looked good right from the get-go. She's got a little sidearm shot.
2 minutes to go in the game. Almost turned over, saved by Sandusky and Helena Long. We have a timeout call by Al DeMott. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Coming out of the timeout. 1:54 to go in the game. Sandusky with the lead on the inbounds pass. They have possession. Maggie kind of, ball's not loose, but we have a foul on Montrose. And again, they'll go to the free throw line. It's 25-21. 1:51 to go. Kind of goes to the free throw line.
I believe that's the fifth foul on number
six.
Zero.
Oh, yeah. But this is six fouls, but it doesn't matter at this point. And you're right. She will be coming out. Nadia Walsh. And will be coming in for her is Hannah Robinson for Montrose.
They really did not need that to happen. Nadia Walsh has been the one making everything happen. She has really, really nice court vision.
As a point guard. Maggie Kinder for her first free throw. No good. Gotta make these. They're usually a strong free throw shooting team, at least over 50%+ or more, maybe 60-70 on the year. I would say even 80. Second free throw rolls around the back of the rim and it goes in. 26-21. 5-point lead, 2-possession lead here for Sandusky. Kind of making that second one. Sidearm shot, miss by Stuyvesant to the left side. No good. Reinke with the rebound for Sandusky. 1:38 to go. Over to the right side, up for two. Yes! White low block. Helena Long on the right side of the glass. 1:30 to go here. It's 28-21. Sandusky with the lead by seven. Montrose with the ball. Over to the right corner to Robinson. Robinson moves in. Upper layup for two. And a foul committed by Adelie Coffin. Bumped into the body of Robinson. That's a shooting foul. She'll go to the free throw line. First free throw attempt here by number 14 of Montrose, Hannah Robinson. This one up and no good. Second free throw attempt by Robinson. Up and good. 28-22, two possession lead. Robinson making her second free throw. Down to 1:15 to go in the game. Sandusky with the lead. 28-22. Helena Long, left side, over to Gibord. Back to Long, open look, but she will not take the shot. They're going to make Montrose foul them. Adelie Coffin, though, up for two. Helena Long sunk Coffin to the right side and makes it in for two. 30-22, 8-point lead for Sandusky. Coffin with the shot. Robinson up for two, no good. Rebound Reinke for Sandusky. 40 seconds to go. Over to the left side to Helena Long. Back to Reinke. Reinke with the dribble. Up top to Maggie Kynep. To Helena Long. Foul committed by Montrose. Helena Long will go to the free throw line with 28.5 seconds to go here. 30-22. And we still had not had a substitution by Sandusky throughout this whole game.
That is a little scary going into a quarterfinal.
Yeah.
That means your players are going to be very tired. I understand. I know what Al DeMott's doing. He knows what he's doing. But to me, it just seems like that's an awful lot to have to play that many minutes. And
give
then.
Him credit, though. They still have a lot of energy out there. Up for the first free throw. Good. 31-22. Sandusky with the lead. It looks like number 22 coming in here, Lauren Bickle. And number 13, Allie Salswaddle. Coming out, Schultz. With 28.5 seconds to go in the game. Helena Long made her first free throw. Second free throw attempt for Sandusky. For Helena Long. This one up and good. 32-22, 10-point lead. Free throw good by Long. Montrose, Chloe Thompson. Over the head on number 13, Allie Salswaddle. And it'll be a turnover in Sandusky ball with 22 seconds to go in the game. 10-point lead, 32-22. Foul committed by Chloe Thompson on Reinke. She'll go to the free throw line. With 21.9 seconds to go. At least eight fouls here. And Rink Kynep will come out. In for the first sub of the game.
First substitutions with 21 seconds to go.
Is Isabel Schuertz, the senior here for Sandusky. And on the free throw line, Reinke up and good. 33-22. seconds to go here. Second free throw, no good. Montrose with the rebound. Number 20, Lauren Bickle. Over to the left side to Robinson for three. Left wing, hits the rim, no good. Rebound by Reinke and a foul by Montrose. Number 13. And at this point, it's Sandusky fans saying, I believe we will win. With 12.4 seconds to go, I will call it. 33-22 is the lead for Sandusky. First free throw up, good by Maggie, by Caroline Reinke. 34-22, 12 seconds to go in this game. Second free throw up. No good. Rebound, Montrose. Hanging onto the ball is Chloe Thompson for three. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Sandusky ball with 1.9 seconds to go in the game. They're going to win this one, folks, and move on to the quarterfinals for the second straight year. Inbounds pass. Sandusky wins 34-22. Your regional champions, regional 24 champions in Division III, the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team with the win over the Montrose Rams. 34-22. We'll be right back in four commercial breaks here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. They're doing the trophy presentation. Just introduce all the players. Al DeMott getting his regional championship. And the girls and the student section coming out to center court here at Lakeville Memorial High School with the Division III Regional 24 Championship Trophy. Back-to-back regional champions for the Sandusky Wolves with a win over Montrose Rams 34-22 in high school girls basketball. Our broadcast of tonight's game, a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and St. Lake Broadcasting on WBGV 92.5. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the description or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and St. Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM and stlakebroadcasting.com. Ashley Winter Palmer here with our post-game stat report.
If I can stop the table from shaking.
Yeah.
We might get knocked over here. Let's go with the Montrose Lady Rams. They were 5 of 25 from two-point field goal range for 20%, 1 of 13 from the three-point line for 8%, total shooting 6 of 38 for 16%, so not great shooting percentage for the Lady Rams tonight. They were 9 of 14 from the free throw line for 64% for those 22 points, 2 assists, 7 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds, 15 fouls, 1 block, 4 steals, 13 turnovers for Montrose. Let's go down their scoring real quick. Nadia Walsh, number 5, or with 5. Hannah Robinson with 1. Chloe Thompson with 2. Addison Stiverson with 6. And your leading scorer for Montrose, Olivia Schultz, 8 points, 0 assists, 1 rebound, and she played a total of 26 minutes. Do you want me to go ahead with Sandusky, too?
Real quick here, there was only one tie in this game, and Sandusky did not have the lead to open it up. It was Montrose with the lead, 2-0, 6:15 goal, and then a 2-2 tie, and then Sandusky held the lead at the 3-minute mark with a 3-point shot, and they held the lead all the way through the whole game.
The closest they came back, they had it within 4 twice.
Yeah, 6-4 at the end of the first quarter, 15-9 at the half, 19-14 at the end of the third quarter, and in our final quarter, 34-22, your final score. We'll take two commercial breaks and come back with the Sandusky stats here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. Your post-game stats, Sandusky with a win over the Montrose Rams. And here's Ashley Winter-Palmer with Sandusky stats. They win 34-22 over Montrose to win the regional championship in Division III.
So for the Sandusky Lady Wolves, they were 8 of 15 from two-point field goal range for 53%, 3 of 17 from the three-point line for 18% total shooting, 11 of 32 for 34%. From the free throw line, 9 of 16 for 56% for those 34 points total, 7 assists, 3 offensive rebounds, 16 defensive rebounds, 8 fouls, 3 blocks, 4 steals, and 11 turnovers. Let's look. So pretty even on the turnovers, 11 to 13. So not, it was a little dicey there for a while, yeah. Like the steals turnovers ratio. Let's take a look at your scorers. Helena Long with 6. Grace Gibord with 6, Adelie Kaufman with 4, and tied tonight for your leading scorer, Maggie Kineth with 9, and Caroline Ranke with 9.
Wow.
Nobody in double digits.
Yeah, tough game. Montrose is a tough kind of, you know, they let them play on the floor tonight. And I kind of like that.
Yeah,
it was tight defense.
It is going to get tougher from here just because of that quarterfinal. We don't know who they've got yet. So
yeah, the quarterfinal will be taking place at SC4 in Port Huron on Tuesday. And the Regional 23, it's Rochester Hills Lutheran up against Grosse Pointe Woods in Division 3. And that will be taking place at SC4 in Port Huron.
And what time?
Ashley, you put me on the spot here.
I know.
7 o'clock usually is when they'll do that, I do believe. So. All right. So
I believe I know the referee for that game.
Free throw shooting for Sandusky in the game, by the way.
Free throw shooting for Sandusky.
7 o'clock start for that game. Okay.
Yeah. 9 of 16.
Okay, not bad.
Better than they did on Monday night.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
Above 50%. All right, two more commercial breaks, and we'll have a couple players. Who should we have up here?
It depends on who we can get. They all look pretty busy right now. They're taking pictures with the trophy.
Leading scorer is what? Kineff?
I would say let's talk to Kineff if she has time. I see her right now. She's under the basket taking pictures.
We'll get Renke and Kineff up here. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5. All right, welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. With us, one of our leading scorers here, tied leading scorer, Maggie Kineff. How you doing?
Good.
I know the points don't matter to you guys out there. You just share the ball. And Ashley, you said it was pretty spread out tonight.
Pretty spread out. Everybody kind of did their part, I thought, tonight.
Yeah. The focus on this game tonight. You knew Montrose was going to be a tough team, big team, very physical team. And you girls were out there pretty much the whole game until Al decided, Coach DeMont decided, okay, we'll put a sub in there till near the end of the game. But tell me what you felt out there and was the game plan coming together for you throughout the whole game?
I thought we all had to work together. We really wanted this win, so we had to act like we wanted it. We all played together really good, I thought.
How did you feel being in the position to take the shots? I mean, just, okay, somebody's got to take a shot here.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Al usually tells me to always shoot, so.
Yeah. You took the open looks, you took the chance here, so good. She had 9 points?
She had 9 points.
All right.
She was perfect from two-point field goal range.
All right, great. All right, defensively, how strong were they for you and how tough for you?
They're a lot bigger than us, so obviously we had to take advantage of that. But it was pretty hard, I'd say.
How does it feel to be a regional champion now? I mean, last year, where were you last year? Were you even on the team last year?
Yeah.
Okay. But now you have a bigger role this time.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
All right, let's go to Caroline Renke, your point guard here. Thank you, Maggie. She's tough. Don't mess with her. Caroline Renke here. You played a physical game. You decided to take the, in the first game against Cass City and now as well against Montrose. You're going to have to attack the paint and force them to maybe foul you and get physical out there. But game plan for you, was that, first of all, in the first regional semifinal against Shelby Ignash, she outsized you.
Yeah.
And then going back to that game, as we come up to this game here, how physical was she for you?
She was physical. I mean, I know she's a lot bigger than me, obviously. So I would just try to drive and get her in foul trouble, and I guess it worked.
Did that maybe prepare you, along with the Carroll Tigers, defensively, how strong they were, into this game against Montrose?
Yeah, so when we played Carroll, they were defensive strong. And so when we saw Cass City, they were also strong defensively, so that prepared us for this game.
What was the trouble offensively that you had out here tonight that Montrose put on you?
Pressure,
huh?
Yep.
So you couldn't really get in the inside, but later on it did open up when you started moving the ball around the around the perimeter and find some open shots. Those cross-court passes really have to be precise. You know, Helena Long, when she made that with Adelaide Kaufman, and you girls made back-to-back ones like that.
Yep.
Obviously, you got to look for those shots when you get to a quarterfinal.
So.
Throughout the whole season, for you to take over the role as point guard, how does it feel for you now that you're now a regional champion? You're going to the quarterfinal. First season, right?
Yep.
As a freshman.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's at some point overwhelming, but I just, like multiple people have told me, play with confidence and just play the way we know how to play.
From the start of the season to now, how much better are you?
Way better. More confident, too.
Yeah. When did you feel, or what? How many games in did you feel confident?
Probably after the first Harbor Beach game, so the first league game.
You know, Ashley's from Harbor Beach. She kind of liked that win.
Yep.
I'm going to give her a pass because she has relatives from Harbor Beach.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm pretty sure my kindergarten teacher is standing over there right now.
So. Yep, probably.
So, Greater Thumb East League title, district title, regional championship, now to a quarterfinal. You know, it really gets tough at this point.
Yep, we aren't done yet.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Kind of, you could say, in your backyard, you're coming to Port Huron SC4 at the Fieldhouse. How's it feel?
pretty good, expecting a big crowd for us. So,
were you surprised that you girls were out there the whole time throughout the whole game, pretty much?
Yeah, but I feel like we were also prepared for that.
I talked about the conditioning. We were worried about how tired you were to get. Were you tired at all in the game?
I mean, yeah, tired, but not tired enough to lose effort.
So you guys are pretty good conditioning-wise? You were above 50% free throw shooting, so you did okay there.
Yep,
nice job.
Thank you.
All right, girls, thank you. Tied for the leading scores here, right? 9 points apiece.
Guess they just had to tie tonight.
Yep.
All right, congrats.
Thank you.
We'll see you Tuesday night.
See ya.
All right, there we go there, Ashley. And we'll do our final break here, I believe. Do we have more? I think we have one more spot left. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Hopefully we'll have a final score for the next game here on 92.5. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Ashley Winter-Palmer. I'm Eddie Fury here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Back at the studio controlling our commercials. Thank you to Nick Lean at home controlling the studios as well. Thank you to all our sponsors and to our two players. The win for Sandusky, 34-22 over the Montrose Rams. We have who they're going to play. They're going to play Rochester Hills Lutheran in the quarterfinal in Division III at SC4 Fieldhouse in Port Huron. Rochester Hills Lutheran Northwest is 17-9 overall. Sandusky moves to 25-1. Hey, hats off to Montrose, winning the first district title since 1983. Made it to a regional championship game. The sky's up here. They do have a lot of seniors, but they have a lot of returning players as well for Montrose. And they made it tough here.
They'll be back. That coach has turned that program around. So
yeah, and that was his sixth season this year as well. Al has about 40-plus.
Nobody's catching Al.
Yeah. A final score, also another coverage area team. Congratulations to the Kingston Cardinal girls' win over Clarkson Everest Collegiate, 47-26 in Division 4. They are the regional 32 champions in Division 4. Congratulations to Kingston. They advance to play Moreno, I do believe. Or is that Monroe? I don't know. I think JB might have spelled that wrong.
I think it might be Monroe.
Might be Monroe on Tuesday at West Bloomfield High School. 5 p.m., I guess. That's an early game. You were right. Some quarterfinal games are early and late, right?
Yeah, there's two on Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. All right. That is going to wrap things up. Again, the final score, 34-22, Sandusky Wolves over Montrose. Ashley, any parting comments here? First of all, thank you for helping me out. I was not lonely. I had not been feeling well the last week or so, and you made things easier for me.
So that's good. I too will be traveling on Tuesday to SC4.
Great.
My dad is actually reffing a quarterfinal.
Even better.
I'm a little curious to see if it's Sandusky's quarterfinal. So we might see a familiar face.
All right, there you go.
So I may be able to jump on a broadcast at SC4 just because I'll be there. So
that'd be great. I appreciate the help. All right, folks, we'll see you Tuesday in high school girls quarterfinal action, the MHSAA Division III, as they'll take on their quarterfinal opponent, Rochester Hills Lutheran, on Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. for the pregame on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in here on 92.5 and SandLakeBroadcasting.com as we wrap things up here for high school basketball action.